This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The 120,000 ethnic Armenians of Nagorno-Karabakh will leave for Armenia as they do not want to live as part of Azerbaijan and fear ethnic cleansing, the leadership of the breakaway region told Reuters on Sunday. Armenia's prime minister also said the Karabakh Armenians were likely to leave the region and that Armenia was ready to take them in, following a defeat last week at the hands of Azerbaijan and a conflict dating from the fall of the Soviet Union. Israeli airstrikes have struck militant sites in Gaza for the third straight day, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Israeli military says the strikes came after Palestinian militants near the border fence launched incendiary balloons into Israel and threw an explosive at soldiers. There were no reported casualties. It's the latest in a surge of violence during the sensitive Jewish holiday period of Yom Kippur. Earlier, the Israeli military shot and wounded five Palestinians who were rallying at the separation fence along the Israeli frontier. It also comes on the heels of an Israeli military raid in the northern West Bank that Palestinian health officials say have killed two Palestinians. A tally carried out by the Associated Press has found some 190 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank since the start of the year, while in the same time frame at least 31 people have been killed in Palestinian attacks against Israelis. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Gunmen in Nigeria killed eight people on Sunday and abducted at least 60 others in two communities of northwest Zamfara state. Residents and a local traditional leader said 2 days after armed men kidnapped dozens from a university in the state. Zamfara is one of the state's worst affected by kidnappings for ransom by armed gangs known locally.